How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, you're an Eagle Scout, right?
I am.
I think I was like Star or Life.
That's almost Eagle.
Yeah. And I would spend a couple of summers. I wasn't a camper, John. Look, Boy Scouts wasn't cut out for me, mainly because I wasn't a camper. But a place I did get to spend a little bit of time at here in St. Louis learning how to camp was Beaumont.
Oh, yeah. Beaumont Scout Reservation. Yeah. And I spent many a night there, many a week spent at Beaumont. And it's turning 75 years old. Hard to believe.
Wow.
So many people in our listening audience have been to Beaumont as scouts and have probably come back as parents of scouts. I've done both of those things. I'll bet our guest has as well, Dr. Joseph Sartorius. He has co-written a book called To This, You Must Return, The History of the Beaumont Scout Reservation. Dr. Sartorius, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
So are you a longtime scouter yourself?
Yes. I have four brothers. All five of us are Eagle Scouts, and three of my older brothers worked camp staff at Beaumont.
Oh, my.
How about that? And what a great place. I mean, Beaumont is not, it's, you know, right in town. It's before you get to Six Flags if you're driving south on Interstate 44. You've seen it, Beaumont Antire Road, and you wind back in there. You've got the big campground with the flagpole where we did many a ceremony, and then there's the lodge right there. And then on back, you've got what is called Camp May. How did Beaumont come into existence to begin with 75 years ago?
Well, it really started with the leadership at that time, led by Morton May, who, of course, is one of the founders of May Department Stores, and his brother. They saw that there was a need to have a central camp for the kids to really, you know, experience the outdoors. And at that time, that was pretty far out. but anyway, they worked with a committee years ago and secured the property. And 5 years later, that was 75 years ago, and 5 years later, they finished everything and started Camp May as a summer camp.
Wow, that's incredible. And any idea how many scouts have gone through Beaumont in that 75-year history?
You know, I have everywhere I go, even out of state, people resonate with the word Beaumont. The whole idea of, you know, going anywhere and someone has some connection of having been there is unbelievable. It's just a fabulous place to go and experience.
Tell me about this book, Dr. Sartorius. You've written To This, You Must Return, The History of the Beaumont Scout Reservation. Lots of pictures, lots of history, lots of memories. What all's contained in this book?
Well, I worked with two other people, Tim O'Donnell, who was a professional scouter, is kind of a historian, and Don Dotson, who's helped write some other books. We got together. I pulled Tim out of retirement because he has that knowledge and background from years ago, and just started to say, here's the history of the camp, going all the way back to Stone Age, to Osage Indian, to we're on the National Register of Historical Archaeological Sites. We have a Civil War era stone foundation that the Missouri Humanities Council helped me with to do some work on. And then, of course, all the different programs, the horseback riding, which is unique. We're one of the few camps that offers horseback riding. And the story behind that's very significant, that when the U.S. Army was decommissioning their last mounted troops, they donated over in Kansas. They donated the equipment, the horses, everything to the scouts. And of course, they're not the same horses. but it's just fabulous stories. And everybody leaves the camp with their own story, their own experience, which is just wonderful.
Somebody listening to us right now has fond memories of Beaumont and wants to get a hold of this book. How would they do so?
There's a website, Greater St. Louis Area Council website, and you can get on there and just order it, and they will mail it right to you. pretty simple.
Sounds good. He's an Eagle Scout himself. He's Dr. Joe Sartorius. He's the co-author of this book, To This You Must Return, The History of the Beaumont Scout Reservation. It's 75 years old this year. And I was there 50 years ago, Michael. Hey, Dr. Sartorius, thanks for joining us, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So you were there when it was just 25 years old?
Yeah, it was brand
still growing, brand new
in
grass.
In fact, I bought the piano that was in the...
You kidding?
No, I did. It was... It was a rehab project.
Again, I told you I'm not the outdoorsy type that likes to camp.
Well, I mean, you know wilderness but, survival merit badges.
Yeah, I don't have survival merit badges, but my recollections of Beaumont, yes, a beautiful piece of property.
Yes.
Hot as heck.
Well, yeah.
Summertime out there, caught in that little valley. I would be sweating.
So I discovered
begging
something.
Begging and praying for somebody to come pick me
when
up.
When I was a scout, you'd go out there for a week, right?
Yeah.
As a parent, and we took the kid, you know, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
And I discovered something.
You don't like it no more.
It's about 6 minutes away from a Starbucks. and so the kids...
you let them sweat.
Well, they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And so every morning, you know, and Mr. Miller, he was one of these, you know, Grizzly Adams guys.
Yeah.
And he'd have the coffee pot on, you know, right. The fire and blah, 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 blah. And all of the other dads are sitting out there. So I hop in the car and I bring back a bunch of Starbucks. And they said, "You're the greatest."
That's how you survive. Minutes. Survival merit badge. That's
all
what
right,
you learn.
We've got to stop.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.